Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Harold J. Sala, beloved author and speaker, passed away in 2024. He loved to tell the story of Bill Eaton. Most people called what happened to Bill and his family a complete catastrophe, but Bill Eaton preferred to call it an adventure. It all started following weeks of torrential rain that left California looking like an Asian monsoon had blown through. The rain softened the earth beneath the Eaton's family home, and a massive sinkhole began to swallow their four-bedroom house, which had been home for 23 years. Here their family had grown up. Memories were lodged in every inch of the pale green house. Birthdays and Christmases and a wedding were celebrated there. To add insult to injury, a wrecking crew got the wrong address and punched several massive holes in the roof before realizing they were tearing down the wrong house. Yet Bill said, "It's not a disaster, it's an adventure." And how did his wife Lee feel? She joined Bill. "It looks ominous to me right now," she said, "but it's not an impossible situation." Well, how is such an attitude possible when insurance won't cover the losses and they aren't exactly rich? Well, Bill and Lee Eaton said their optimism was born of faith in God. Harold Sala wrote, "I know because for a number of years, this gracious gentleman, who is an accountant by profession, has helped scores of people with their problems, including our ministry staff, often without taking anything in return." Of course, Bill and Lee weren't exactly doing cartwheels of happiness when a city building inspector condemned their house as unsafe. As they packed, they could feel the house moving under their feet. So they selected what they could and tiptoed out, carefully avoiding too much noise or stress for the rickety house. What would be a disaster to most of us was not just a challenge for the Eatons, it was an opportunity to build. Harold Sala wrote, "As I heard about the Eatons' positive optimism, I remembered that the Chinese character for crisis is a combination of two other characters that mean danger and opportunity." What would undo most of us built the Eatons' faith even more. They understood that God had been faithful before, and he would be so again. And they knew that life is more than what we see. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4, "Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Their friend Harold Sala told how years ago he stood outside a burning home. Flames were blazing out the doors and windows as a young couple stood watching, obviously overwrought with grief, having lost everything they had. Mom sobbed, Dad was wringing his hands. As Harold arrived, hoping to help, the young father was saying, "Everything we have is lost." A small girl of 4 or 5 reached up and took her daddy's hand. "Everything's not lost, Daddy," she said. "You got Mummy and me." Let's be honest. Very few of us could handle trouble like Bill and Lee Eaton. But years of walking with God had informed their value system. They knew there are things far more important than a house. After all, their family had survived the destruction of the house. Deep faith in God helped them see beyond their losses to that which can never be taken away. It's what helped Bill and Lee Eaton rebuild their house and make it a home.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.